With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Senate has confirmed Kristi Noem as Homeland Security Secretary. Today's vote puts the South Dakota governor in charge of a sprawling agency essential to national security, as well as President Trump's plans to clamp down on illegal immigration. Top congressional leaders joined tens of thousands of people at the March for Life in Washington Friday.
I would like to welcome you to the 52nd March for Life.
The crowd of pro-life marchers heard directly from the top two Republicans in Congress, Senate Majority Leader John Thune.
Every life is precious.
And Speaker of the House Mike Johnson.
My friends, House and Senate Republicans are committed to protecting innocent life.
March for Life President Jeannie Mancini said every human life has inherent dignity, and that's why the annual march continues. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Americans weighing in on the Trump administration's goal of shrinking the size and cost of federal government.
A new poll finds about two-thirds of Americans think the federal government is rife with corruption, inefficiency, and red tape. But only about one in three approve of President Trump's Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, while four in ten disapprove. The goal of the advisory body is to expose wasteful spending. But the poll finds Americans are ambivalent about some of the changes the Trump team have floated. Having federal workers return to the office was more popular than cutting federal jobs. Jennifer King, Washington.
Mixed feelings in Israel about the ceasefire hostage deal. Israeli podcaster Ruthie Bloom says even though it's a good thing to be getting some of the hostages back.
What we don't know are the identities of all the dead and maimed Israelis who are going to emerge as a result of the terrorists being released from prison as a result of this deal.
And Bloom shared her concerns this week in an interview with the Salem Radio Network. This is SRN News. Want to be a public school teacher in Minnesota? Well, you'll have to affirm the LGBT lifestyle.
Under the state's new standards of effective practice, all educators must, quote, foster an environment that ensures students' sexual orientations are historically and socially contextualized, affirmed, and incorporated into the learning environment. Religious freedom groups are sounding an alarm about the new rules, which officially go into effect this summer. Some say those dictates will make it nearly impossible for Christian teachers in Minnesota to keep their jobs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court has agreed to hear an appeal from parents in suburban Washington who want to pull their children out of elementary school classes that use books that promote homosexuality. The justices say they will review an appeals court decision that went against parents in Montgomery County, Maryland. The moms and dads there argue the school policy violates their own constitutional religious rights as parents. This is SRN News. Lisa Dwyer reports phones previously loaded with TikTok are now sprouting up for sale with all the controversy and the possible suspension of TikTok in this country.
People are listing phones preloaded with TikTok for tens of thousands of dollars on eBay, Facebook Marketplace, and other online storefronts. TikTok was briefly unavailable to the U.S. last weekend, but anyone who had previously downloaded TikTok has been able to use it. Entrepreneurial spirits are hawking phones and tablets that have TikTok and other apps from its parent company, ByteDance. Listings on eBay are asking for as much as $50,000. Or after you catch your breath on that price tag, there are some listed for as low as $340. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
It's still not clear whether TikTok will be allowed to continue operating in the U.S. More of these stories at srnnews.com.